mentioned this before, the Pew survey, which they do with every so many years on religion, Catholics who were interviewed for that or filled out the form for it, and the question of is God personal, 60% believe God is not personal amongst the Catholics. And this is, from my perspective anyway, part of the church's problem, whether it be of the clergy or of the laity, whether it be the people not hanging in there, staying in church, or any of the other things that go on that where the church is weakening. It's because why would we be here if we think that God is not personal? And by that, we mean if God is not in a relationship and desirous of a relationship with his people, if we're not, I mean, why would you create a people and then never talk to them? Why would you become a baby, come into this world, and then never talk to them again? It's just from a common sense point, not even theological, just common sense, you say, that would be a pretty stupid religion. I mean, if God's going to take all the time and energy and the effort to come down here, put on diapers, be a baby, cry, be raised as a child just like us, be teased out on the playground or whatever they had then, go through all of this stuff and suffering and death, and then never talk to his people? This is, for me, the problem that we need to tackle very, very fast and hard with our children when we mentor them. God is speaking to his people. The question is, are we listening? Which is our first reading? That time in Eli and Samuel's life, Eli was the priest, and you know, the time period was so difficult that people were rebelling, much a lot like our time now. And so when it said Eli didn't even know God's voice, that's because God wasn't anywhere to be found. No one was mentoring. And so even though he became a priest, Eli, and loved God, it was an external thought. It wasn't an encounter that God wants with his people that God had with Samuel. God was so frustrated with the people of the time because of the rebelliousness, and they're trying to make God in their own image and likeness, that he just stood back and, you know, you don't want revelation? I won't reveal myself. We think Christmas was an incredible moment of revelation. God loves us so much. He's willing to come into our skin and take on all that that implies. We think the Epiphany, another moment of divine revelation, where God says, I'm not just for a certain people, I'm here for anyone who wants, Jew or Gentile. And now today we hear it again, a little revelation. God is here for us, all of us who have ears to hear and want to know him, want to hear him, want to listen to him. It is up to us to learn God's language. That's, I think, where we just give up. It is hard. It's hard to learn Greek. It's hard to learn Latin. It's hard to learn Spanish. It's hard to learn French or German. We're Americans, after all. Let them change. Let them speak our language. God says, no. No. You speak my language. And if you listen, I will speak to you, but it's up to us to hear how God speaks. It's a little different than German or French or Spanish. Different construct and structure, different complete vocabulary. And he doesn't use ears. It's not audible, which makes it all the harder. And it's not that he doesn't want us to be able to hear him. It's not that he created us so that we couldn't hear him. He just created us so that those who want to hear him will, and those who don't, won't. Meaning, if you want to learn Greek, you sit down and you study, and you break your pencils and throw your pens and rip pages out of the book, and then you come back and study more. It's hard. It's frustrating. But if you want it, you'll get it. We know this in every aspect of our life. When we want something, no one's going to get in the way. We will plow them over. We'll pay someone off. We'll buy it. We'll manipulate, control. We all do it. We do it all the time. We just got done with Christmas, and when I was in there, I wanted those boxer shorts. I fought tooth and nail for that last pair when that old lady was trying to get them for her grandson. I said, no, this is not happening, lady. It's Christmas, and I'm a priest. When we want something, we get it. Do we want to hear God? He wants to speak to us. We have to learn how to pray. It's what we're trying to do here and in our school. It's hard. It's hard because mostly people are resistant. They say, no, we don't want to. That's keep religion there. That's nice. But we want to learn 2 + 2 = 4 so that they can get a good job later in life and be rich. Okay, they'll be rich for 80 years and then they're going to die. Can they speak God's language or not? Will they know God when he's saying, I'm over here? And they cross over that dark chasm that we call death. And all the other voices are calling out for them. Those voices which we all know. Eat more, drink more, sleep more, get more, be greedy, be angry, vengeance. All of those other voices that constantly are calling us. But will we know God's sacred voice when he says, I'm over here? And just like today, Eli says, Samuel, this has got to be God. So what are you going to do? If you are my student, Samuel, then you say, here I am, I've come to do my own will. I've come to do your will. That's the choice that all of us make when God speaks to us. How will we respond? The second reading told us we were purchased for a price. A man died so that you and I could live. It's incredible. And not just live, but live in communion with Almighty God. And that's what we're really celebrating with this baptism. It's not just, a fun thing that we do or, a traditional thing we do. Our belief is that God is now going to unplug this child's ears so that he will have the capacity to hear God's voice. Now, it will be up for the family and the community to help the child know, just like Eli helped Samuel. The mentoring has to happen. Even the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. We just don't come out of the womb knowing how to pray. It's hard, and it takes consistency and persistence. And the Lord's asking us and inviting us today, learn his language so that he can speak, because he wants to do so much in our world. But if we're not listening, his will cannot be accomplished through his people. So let's ask for that grace this week to make a new commitment to hearing the way God speaks. Yes, he speaks in Scripture. Yes, through the sacraments. We know he speaks through other people. Usually your wives or your husbands, right? God speaks through the beauty outside. He's telling us how much he loves creativity, color, difference. But he also speaks to us in prayer, where it's just you and him, and he's going to tell you something that he's not going to tell anyone else, because no one else needs what you need or I need. But he does. He knows. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us this week to commit ourselves to prayer, learning prayer, and praying.